everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday Creation Lights Healing Show, and we're on Station 1, if you're wondering, on an archive, and our next shows are on Station 2, which is Friday and Saturday. So, as usual, we clear the date. So today is March 8th, 2017. So here we go. Let's clear this date. 3-8-2017, releasing the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And that feels pretty good. And now we'll energize the light being or beings on your monitor screen. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and I'll just do some counting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Well, that feels pretty good. So we'll leave it at that for everybody. And if you have a situation going on, physical something or, you know, pain, et cetera, emotional trauma, stress or something, think of that right now. It will release the energies from you, whatever you're thinking of. So here we go. Counting at 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Turn it over to Michelle. So you out there, Michelle? All ready to go out of the makeup room?
Yes, I'm here. And welcome, everybody, to Wednesday night on the Creation Light Ship Show. So we have some fun things coming up. And we actually have an announcement. We decided on a date for a special new call. And Ron has been talking about it already for a little while. So it's called The Spirit in the Box. And I believe the date that Ron has decided to do that is going to be Saturday, April 15th, and it's going to be at 1 p.m. So it's going to be, I believe, at California time, 1 p.m. And that will be Saturday. So mark that on your calendars if anyone wants to do it. I would highly suggest it. In fact, I would go so far as to say this is probably the most important clearing that you could get, especially because it's just really probably a one-time thing, and Ron's doing it personally on a conference call. So I would highly suggest figuring out a way to get on that one, everybody. So I don't know, Ron, if you want to talk about that a little bit more, if you wanted to wait till a little bit closer to the time or not.
Wait till a little bit closer to it is the way to wait. So
it is. Great. And we do have a request tonight. I don't know if you want to do this right away or not, Ron, but we have a request to have a general detoxification drinking water activation tonight. Is that possible?
Yeah, everybody go get a glass of water. We'll do it in maybe 5 minutes, so.
Okay. All right, great. So everybody take a few minutes, go get yourself a glass of water, and we'll talk until then, and then we'll do that in just a few minutes. All right, this one says, ignorance is bliss. My friend took a picture of a big orb in my bedroom, and we both thought it was a good thing, as was told to us by the New Agers. We would sleep in the bed thinking the orb was a good thing, and we were picking up all this good energy. I was so glad that I learned about Ron, who I know cleared it from my room. That's interesting. You know, even before isn't it great? Even before I knew about orbs, I went somewhere and someone was like, oh, we see all these, like, these balls of light. And I was like, oh, I don't know what to think about that. I wasn't sure if that was good or bad. It seemed a little creepy.
The aliens among us.
You know, it's so interesting. Ron, before I you know, was introduced to your information, too, there is a lot of people who would say, oh, my goodness, it's such good luck if you see, like, 11-11. I thought, oh, wow, that, I don't know what to think of that either. And then I started hearing you talk about that sort of thing, and I'm like, I don't think it's a good thing. Do you want to talk about maybe a little bit?
Well, when you start seeing certain numbers or even letters all the time, know that something's up. And typically, it's a way they can track you. Remember, you really, you know, don't really need to know what time it is. You know, everybody, you know, you need to know what time lunch, your lunch break is, if you have lunch or breaks, or you got to be at work on time, so that's like, you know, another time. But you don't normally see, like, if you start work at, say, 8 o'clock, right? You don't normally keep looking at the clock for 8 o'clock during the day or night on your day off. You know what I mean? So you do see these other numbers all the time. So basically, it's just a way to find out what alien program you're running, or maybe what race or races are controlling you by that number sequence. See if they still have you on the hook. And so most people will look at their digital clock, and lo and behold, it's like the same number they saw, you know, yesterday. It'd be AM or PM, but it's the same number. And maybe you start seeing, you know, like maybe a bunch of sevens together on license plates or something. And you think, well, that's another lucky number of me, you know. That's showing me these numbers for a reason. And, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it's just a tracking number. So when the aliens look out of your eyes, or release cameras out of people's eyes out of, you know, at the expos, and got a microphone probably in your ears, and I release those, and you feel much better. Oh, you know, everybody has favorite numbers that they think it would be good luck. And they could possibly mean good luck to you. Maybe the alien want to give you something. But basically, it's a tracking device. Or not a device, but a tracking way for them to know if they have you still on the hook or not. Well, that's basically what it is. And you may see, you know, letters all the time on license plates or something. And then you start wondering, gee, how can I see these letters, like whatever it would be, you know, every other day or something on license plates? It's kind of weird. You know, the digital one on your clock is probably going to be more consistent because you're already in your car and you're confined to it or inside of your house. But to see ours show up with these different numbers or letters all the time in front of you, that's even stranger yet. Just the way that, you know that they're tracking you, and that's the validation that they need, that they got enough energy to keep you hooked up on the line. So back to you.
Yeah, it's interesting. Actually, years after I had been listening to you and, you know, having a new idea of how to look at things, somebody just randomly said that to me, and I remember going like, oh, is this like the first time you've heard of that? Like, he was all smiley, and he was like, I just heard this. You see 11-11. It's really good luck. And I just looked at him, and I said, I don't really think it's good luck. And he goes, you don't think so? And I go, no, I'm pretty sure it's not. I wasn't sure what to make of that. But, yeah, that's another thing, too, that it's, I'm sure many of us have dealt with that now that we are coming to this information that is so different than the new age thing or what people are hearing outside of this. It's like, you feel like people think, oh, wow, she's being really negative. And I'm not being negative. I'm just being real. I'm being straight with you. Like it seems so positive. I guess it seems positive to them to like, he lied to, really.
Well, they got their reinforcement, you know, that they're a good person, and you get this number all the time, so they think it's something special.
Yeah. Well, it puts you on that roller coaster you talked about, because I guess for, you know, people that believe that, they can feel, oh, so happy, but then guess what's coming around the corner is the other side of the coin, you know, where you're going to get sad about something, probably. Oh. Okay. Well, all
right. Get the water charging, so everybody should have their water. So here we go, everybody. I would have probably forgot it. So here we go. Water charging. One. Just hold it. Why don't you taste it first here? You know what it tastes like. And now we'll start to activate it. So this is for detox. So one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. So the water is charged up for you. And see how it tastes.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Well, we have somebody who wrote in their personal experience about a clone situation. It's a testimonial. And it says, I just finished listening to your recent workshop in Los Angeles. It was so eye-opening for me in that it helped me realize that my now 37-year-old daughter is a clone or a hybrid. From the age of 2, I knew that something was very strange with her, but no details necessary. Raising her were the worst years of my life. At her request, we parted ways 3 years ago. Huge relief. Like Ron says, release friends and family clones and run. I have no guilt, only extreme peace.
Yeah. It's,
wow.
You don't know how much damage they're doing to you, you know? And you got all those old programs. Everybody has them, you know, that you know, I guess we're stepping on toes here a little bit, but, you know, that you need to have a family unit. Feel good about yourself, and you need to have people cling to you, and that looks like energetic cordings, and, you know, naturally, because you, like, being a woman, for instance, you brought this person into the world, they were inside of you, and you can't just abandon them, you know? So there's a lot of things going on, but people do get switched out, and when they get switched out, then, person is not the same person that you gave birth to. You have to realize that and just know that, well, you got to move on. Otherwise, you know, it could be pretty harmful to you, you know, emotionally, and you'd have traumas and anxiety over what the person's doing, or that you weren't a good enough parent or something, and you went the wrong way, and you know how it is. So, yeah. If you can step back and really look at the situation, see what's going on, and does that person kind of fit those cloned energies, you know, of a cloned human? That's what we talk about a lot, and that's why I make the people real at the expo. It's just incredible to see the people change, and I'm talking to real people versus mannequins. So, it's quite interesting. And plus, everybody normally can see the change the way I do it in one room, half room at a time, you know, and you actually can feel the energy in the room as they get warmer and the aches and pains go away and the people, you know, are beaming. They look great. But anyway, back to you, Michelle.
Well, I'm very curious about this clone thing, and I know that we talk about it a lot, so I just want to ask a couple questions about it to maybe, I'm probably not the only person that has this type of questions, but a long time ago in some of the archives, you were like, oh, being a clone doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. It, you were cloned out, and that may not be good, but it doesn't make you a bad person. Like, they were nice. But with all the reality shows out there, and that's probably what a bulk of them are watching to get information on how people treat each other down here and what things are like. Do you think that that influences them? So maybe they're not quite as pleasant to be around anymore. Is that possible?
They could be getting more data, being upgraded. They're probably not going to be, they're probably in less judgment than humans would be because they don't have a lot of, passed on DNA to them, so they still could be using it for information, just that it may not be stored inside of them. So, they're just learning how to be here. I think they're just learning how to be slaves. and better slaves than humans. So that's probably why they're here. And it's got to kind of cut them some slack and know that they are a clone, especially if they don't get something that's very, very obvious. I can tell you my situation. I had some shirts that I needed to have my arm shortened on the shirt because they were too long. We went into this place that does that alterations and gave the lady the shirts. And then from there, she came out. When we came back, this is the sleeves. And I brought her a couple other ones. And so she wanted to know what I was doing with the shirts. I didn't know how to respond to that. You know? Anyway, I think you can kind of understand that. And she's in the business to do alterations, but and maybe if I would have only brought one shirt in, maybe it would have been different. But you know, maybe because I brought in a few of them, she thought that and was strange about that. But she's in the business to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and it took her a long time to come to the front counter. Went in the front door, and she's sitting like she was, like, mesmerized or something. And then she finally walked up to the counter after we're standing there for, like, 2 minutes. She's, like, just looking, and then maybe her program was turned off. That's why she said that. She had a reality check to see who and what she was. But anyway, just weird, weird things like that. You probably all have your own clone stories. But first, it might get you kind of frustrated and maybe upset sometimes because somebody doesn't get it and you're trying to explain it to them and they still don't get it. And then you kind of wonder what planet they're from, you know. But they're just clones. So once you understand that, then you can kind of, you know, lighten yourself up a little bit and know that, yeah, you're having a cloned experience and you're sharing their company. So that's the way it is, I feel.
That's the way it is down here, I guess. Is this unique to our planet?
Yep, it probably is.
Is it?
This is probably the boot camp, you know, for these things.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, thank you for that. That is fascinating. I've seen a couple things even on YouTube where they say, oh, look at this video of this person and they're a clone and they're breaking down, and you'll see the person like get triggered by something, and then if you listen to the words before, you know that it was a trigger word, it was something religious or whatever, you know, it could be several things. But the person will just, like, stare ahead and literally freeze. And I wonder, is that a clone or is that something else? Because there is something else that it could be. But I'm just curious, is that a clone who's been...
It could be something that's in the body that doesn't know how to respond. So it could take a while to get it replaced. That's kind of how I would look at it. It could be a clone without a program, you know, where they kind of like froze in space, didn't know what they were doing. They get rebooted up. You know, all different things are, you know, could happen. But, you know when things kind of go really strange when you're dealing with somebody and they just don't get it, or they have no way to get it, and you're trying to explain to them something that is very logical, but it's not in their program, so they don't know what it is. So you kind of got to, if you're able to be a people person, you could probably get them to do anything for you just by talking to them nice and giving them some direct commands. They're looking for commands, otherwise they're lost. So if you kind of treat them like, like sort of like what a dog, if you had a dog, you know how you give dog commands, you know, and the dog behaves you, you know, what you're saying, then possibly you could do the same thing with the clones. So, and they may not get it, you know, and they may do something that nobody else would want to do. But because, you know, you ask them to do this, they're very happy to do it. So back to you.
Interesting. Well, in that way, then, I guess they would make, you know, better slaves than a regular human because they're just, you know, want to follow a program and want to be told what to do, maybe. Maybe it's more comfortable for them.
And remember, humans are full of judgment. And so you may not want to clean that toilet, you know, or the clown goes, yeah, I'll do that, no problem. You know?
Interesting. Okay. Well, this is a follow-up to the question that we've been having, talking about carrying money with you so that you feel that you are part of it, you're not afraid of it anymore. The person is wondering, does the money have to touch your skin or just be in the money belt?
Both would be fine. It might be a little better to have your body touch it, but if you looked at it, then you could probably keep it, say, an eighth of an inch away from your skin, maybe in a belt or something, you know. I don't know if I would want to have money actually touching my skin, unless you just charged it all the time and actually washed it, you know. So that's kind of up to you, you know. I think most people get like a money belt to put around their waist or something. And maybe we could ask somebody out there, maybe there's a few people who've tried this here, and just see what they used, and how it felt for them. Myself, I don't think I would want to have that money, especially the dollar bill that the octopus, the spider webs at the corners, you know, on the back side, and then you got that little serpent of some sort with the long tail, kind of reptilian in the middle there between the ones. I don't think I would want that to be around me. Maybe the other dollar bills, or not the dollar bills, but maybe 20s or 100s would be a little different. I don't know what bill, maybe it's a 20 or whatever that they used to show, you know, the Twin Towers going down when they pull it in a certain way. That would have that energy on it. You like subliminal advertising, you know? You not want to have that particular domination around you. Well, you might look on the internet and just see what which one seems to be less harmful to you. Maybe they all have something embedded in them when you start folding the paper around. I don't know. So back to you.
Well, I mean, money is, yeah, there's been an energy put upon it. So that's why we have the, some of us were able to get a type of clearing on that, I know. But really, it's just, like you said, to become comfortable with it, to not be afraid of losing it, spending it, having it be stolen, to just be okay with it. So
maybe the $50 bill, I don't know. But I guess they were, the type of person that, you know, tries to find out things. So they had one that the person sort of mentioned that it showed the skyscrapers, and he was talking about maybe Manhattan and how this gigantic tidal wave would be going over the buildings. And when he folded his piece of paper, the money a certain way, it looked like that. So, you know, maybe they all have these hidden things in it. And maybe it's a code system for somebody to know what's happening next. You know, I don't know. So I'll just kind of pull back from that. I don't want to scare anybody or whatever. I just wonder how long a $20 bill was out with the Twin Towers on it burning up. When did they start printing that one? Anyway, maybe somebody knows out there. Maybe it was known for the people in the know for maybe 10 years or more. I don't know. But anyway, dark side, you know, normally tells you what your secret plans are, if you can figure it out. That way, when it happens, you're not too excitable. And maybe it lets your guard come down so that they can you know, take you even more further in the darkness as you turn into like a walking zombie sometimes. Anyway, I guess back to you.
Yeah, it's true. You just kind of accept it. And I know what you're talking about. Some people, I don't know if everybody does, but I don't know if they've ever had anybody, like somebody at one point said, oh, look at this, and then they folded a certain bill. I don't even know which bill it was, if it was a 20 or the 1, but they folded it in such a way that it looked like the Twin Towers burning. And I was like, what? And that was ages ago. That was like at least 8 years ago when somebody showed me that. So I have no idea how old that printing of that particular picture on the bill occurred either, but that's what Ram was referring to just now. And it's interesting how you're talking about becoming comfortable with money, because I do know somebody that I often saw just keep a lot of money in his wallet, basically. And this person was never, you know, overspent, never lost it, never had it stolen, was pretty wealthy, just worked for his money, but, you know, did well, and was just comfortable with it. It was just like, yeah, whatever, I have it. It's no big deal. It wasn't any big deal to try and get it, and it wasn't any big deal that he had it. So, and this person would always say, cash is king. I would say, what about other investments? And he would say, cash is king. And I was like, what does that mean? But maybe that's what that's about. So, I don't know. Okay. Let's see here. So we do have a request, Ron, because somebody was unable to make the Body Blueprint renewal special call, and they heard that it was spectacular, and they were wondering if you wanted to do it again. I just wanted to let you know that it has been requested.
And maybe we can bring it up after we do the Spirit in the Box one, you know, next month, and just see an interest for that. Oh.
Okay. Well, the next thing is, I believe today is International Women's Day. And I could be incorrect about this, but I think the song I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, Helen Reddy, I love that song, by the way, I believe that may have been written for this day, or there was a month at the time dedicated for women. But anyway, one of our listeners has written in, and they want to know if there's anything in particular that they could use in the natal barcode to remove any types of issues about inequality that women might feel or that we have gone through. And so they're wondering.
The natal, yeah, well, that would set you up. So the aliens look at your DNA of your parents, okay? And then they see what is going to benefit them the most for this lifetime. So for you, looking at it with the New Age view, God is seeing what they can do for you so you could be the most productive, you know, or, you know, understand a lesson. So that's sort of the way that system would be, you know, with the New Agers. So what's in your DNA is what they're trying to activate or bring the talents forward so that they can control you more. In a certain way. So, yeah, it could be a negative thing. Could also be positive for you. You know, but if there's any control in there, then that's where the problem is. You're trying to pick different dates and stuff, which is what they normally do when you have your chart read. You know, the person who's doing it, who will say is very good, be able to kind of spot these particular events in your life. And it'd be on a certain time frame, and you would probably say, yeah, this happened and that happened at that time. So, of course, that has to be correct because I experienced that. So, you know, you could go through your natal barcode, and if you have anything going on with you that seems to be negative, you know, you may want to clear it out through that particular clearing, so that you're able to be more in peace. Because they activated that energy in you, both through that process of whatever you're doing. It's up to you to stop the energy. It's up to you to choose another, or maybe way of being or something like that. And then it's up to you to decide if you want to have animals around. So, you know, it's everything boils down to how you're going to be self-empowered. Is it through yourself, or is it going to be coming to you externally? Then you think you're going to be self-empowered, but it's really from the external programming. Well, anyway, there's two ways to look at it. Hopefully that helped a little bit. So back to you.
Well, I guess everybody has their own aspects. So speaking of aspects, the listener goes on to say, will there ever be a clearing or a bundle or a special conference call that could help bring men and women into wholeness, like appreciating each other's aspects a little bit more? And especially with May for Mother's Day, June for Father's Day coming up, they were wondering if there's something that could be created that would help us be more innocent. Like when we were children, we just, you know, oh, I saw this energy and I liked it. And I saw this energy and I liked it. And it was men and women. And I liked both of them and recognized that they were different, but both very good in their own ways and complementary. So, I don't know. What do you think about that, Ron? Is there, there's a relationship clearing. Would that do it?
Well, I don't know. Sounds like it, but maybe, I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, she mentions other ones here that say, like, the relationship healing, and that goes through past and present, and then the sexual healing, resentment of motherhood, abortion, stillbirth, miscarriage, and that would be for a specific situation that, that has occurred. And then there's a whole economic inequality, so maybe those are things that if they feel that that has affected each person, they could put those words in the Natal Bar Code. So, but yeah, I know a lot of people struggle with that, and of course our goal here is to be at peace with it. So it's good to think about those things. I have done the relationship clearing, and I have to say it really just was like not even a problem, not even a thought. It did make me feel like, hey, I can appreciate that, you know, another person has different aspects, and I really like those things about that person. You know, so, all right, well, let's see what else here. We have some listeners who wrote in. Okay, somebody says, orb clearing that we did for joints. They're wondering, which bundle is that in, or is it in the mind matrix? I'm not sure. I quite remember what that was about. I vaguely remember a joint clearing. Maybe that was on Sunday. I don't know if it had to do with orbs or not. Is there an orb clearing in any of the mind matrix? I know there is a specific orb clearing by itself.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, we'll have to search on that one. But I do know that if you're interested in removing orbs specifically, then there is a clearing for that. So that actually works out great. Okay. Well, one of our listeners wrote in that somebody was, okay, they had a godparent and the person was confirmed and they went through some stressful situations and the uncle later committed suicide, and I don't know if the person is wondering if there was any connection, but I guess that's why we have the baptismal clearing, because the bat baptismal clearing would also clear confirmation, wouldn't it, Ron?
I think so.
Okay. Do you have any other comments about that one? Okay, otherwise I'll just go on to the next question. Okay, and I think this may have been already asked, so please forgive me if I'm reading it again because some of the things have been coming through together. But the person is wondering, how do we not think if we have to go to work or problem solve? And I believe that question may have been asked, but it is something that people do wonder about. Because many of us do have to go to work.
Yeah, just keep doing the mind a heart drop. It'll eventually kick in, and you're going to be doing, you want your heart energy, place of everything that you figured out of mind energy. So it'll just kick in. Don't try too hard. It'll happen automatically for you.
Yeah, I think it's like it becomes wisdom. You just know it. Okay, and could entities or memories on a cellular level dictate what you choose to eat?
I don't know. You know, everybody needs to eat what they want to eat, so I can't really comment on food too much.
Okay.
Body will dictate what you need.
Maybe they're wondering if they, have cravings. For sugar, is that an entity?
Yeah, that could be entities, and without those sugar critters on that one call on the 25th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So. That worked. I got to say, that works for me, because, wow, do I notice a difference. Huge, huge difference. I am completely uninterested. Okay.
You don't know what you don't know on this stuff, you know. We're just adding more and more of what they're doing, and hopefully we'll get peace on the planet here. Well, back to you.
Yes. Oh, you know what? That was actually another question that I wanted to ask, Ron. So if you say that clones are not really thinking, there's less mind chatter, like when most of them were brought in around 2012, you said, there's less mind chatter. Wouldn't that be a good way to be, is that you're not thinking all the time?
For that it would be good. And then you just follow in a program. But the less mind chatter, the airways that that humans would be normally listening to, a lot of those channels got dropped. So we lost a lot of... which is a good thing. We lost a lot of their transmitting stations or whatever, you know, to control them, to control humans. So when the clones came in, they had a whole different program. The program was probably more internal to them, you know, and as they were getting rebooted up to live here, just trying to figure out what's what. You know, they're dropped in a sense. And first time here, and what do we do next, you know? The humans sort of know, you know, about everything. So there may be too much in judgment, but at least they know how to get around easily and go places where a clone wouldn't have a clue, you know.
Oh.
Especially if you ask them for directions.
Don't ask them for directions?
Well, if you ask them, you may find something really strange out of their mouth, you know. Normally when I would do that, they would always say, I don't live here. And, no. I get, you know, I have to say, yeah, well, that's definitely true, you know. But, you know, they're meaning that they live in another area and they don't travel anywhere. But, you know, you would think that they would have a map that they could show you, you know, especially if you're kind of lost, you know. They don't know about a map probably, and they may not be smart enough to ask somebody that they may know to help you. So, or they'll say it's over there, and it's really in a different direction. Then you get yourself lost because you thought they knew what they were talking about. I don't know, whenever I ask, going a little, just slightly sideways here, someone to say, well, you know, come into this town or whatever, and you know, get up on a certain street or whatever, go, or, you know, whatever. I always say, well, what freeway off-ramp is it? What's the number on it, right? Because here in California, and I guess everywhere else, you know, they mark probably from one up from the border of Mexico, going all the way up north, you know, to the end of the state. And in California, it's almost 800 miles. So I don't know exactly what the last mile marker is, where the last off-ramp is, but, you know, I think it's within 10 miles from the border. They can just say it's 800 miles. And normally, you know, when you're driving your car every day going to work and off at a certain street, you're going to know what that off-ramp was. And I think I asked somebody at the going to L.A., I think when I was talking to somebody at the LAX Hilton, they have to go there every day to work. So what's the off-ramp on the freeway? You know, what number is it? They go, I don't know what number it is. And they see it every day when they're driving their car. It's posted, you know, this is the off-ramp number. So that's kind of weird, you know. But, you know, you just got to consider the source of what, you know, who and what they are, and they may not know. Well, maybe they just know the name, not knowing what the number is. But that's, you probably have all had that experience, because I think every state has the same system, you know. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, maybe they're just on automatic pilot, and I don't know, maybe they have a, at some point they knew it or something, but yeah, it's interesting, like a regular human would be like, oh man, I know everything, like I know too much, I wish I could forget a little bit, you know, because they've just been here so many times, you know, kind of how things go or how people are or whatever. All right, well, we did have, oh, go on. Did you want to say something about that?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is a suggestion from a listener in case anyone is running programs and they're eating things basically from the mind. So they say to help with the diet that works best for you, the mind of the body clearing might help get in tune with your body as it awakens your body's natural healer. Also doing the mind to heart drop before choosing what to eat. That way, getting out of mind energy and programs and preconceptions and getting your spirit, and body in sync. And I would say that would probably work really great.
Yeah, that's your internal healer, and it's trying to help you. You know, you just see him down there. Oh, no. More potato chips coming down the pike here. Not that hamburger again. Oh, no, those French fries. Oh, no. So anyway.
Yeah, it's
all out.
Yeah, it's like people eat stuff because they think it's going to taste good, but I'm like, but it doesn't actually taste good. When you eat it, then you're like, this isn't that awesome. So why am I eating it?
And you could have a memory of when it was good. You know, maybe you have a childhood memory when you had your special thing. Maybe, you know, anyway, you know, a guy was talking on the net about hot dogs, and he sort of said, yeah, you just, you know, like at a sports game, you know, everybody wants a hot dog. You don't know what's inside of there, and there's some stuff that might be kind of grainy when you crunch down to chew it. You know, what are you eating? You know, it's just something that a bunch of scrap stuff going in there, but yet you can put your relish and onions and ketchup on it, and it looks awful appetizing, and you go. You're eating a bunch of something that you probably wouldn't want to eat if you knew what was inside of it. But I won't get into that. But maybe when you're younger, you had a, you know, maybe your parents lived maybe on a farm or something, or you were able to get, you know, actual meat that would be good for you, in a sense, inside that hot dog. The stuff now is just probably mainly waste products, and you have to put the stuff on the outside of it to camouflage it so that you want to eat it. Anyway, he said it a lot differently, but it was quite interesting. But we don't know what your genetics likes and how you can get rid of that program. So if you are like eating things that cannot be too good for you, you may want to do that mind of the body clearing and maybe some other clearings. I don't know which ones. I think we do have a food addiction clearing on the website. So you may want to do that to help yourself out. Because what you used to eat and what you're eating now with all the GMO stuff, it's not the same. But you have the remembrance of maybe having this special meal on your birthday when you were, 8 years of age and was so yummy. Now you look for that same thing, and it's not as yummy, but you remember how it tasted back then, and, you can't get away from it because that program in you wants to eat that. Back to you.
Oh, I totally get it. It's like when you're a kid and your parents are trying to get you to eat something, and they're like, eat this. It's great, isn't it? And you're a little kid, so you're like, oh, yeah, I want to be agreeable. I love my mom or my dad. So you're like, it's really great, Dad, right? And then you have this joyful memory that's connected to this food, but when you eat it when you're older, you're like, well, not only does it not taste as good as I once thought it did, it doesn't make me feel good. So you have to kind of, get into tune with your body, what your body actually wants, since really you're feeding your body. You're not feeding your taste buds. And that's...
Yeah, it's a commercial. You might remember it, Mikey. And they're eating some kind of cereal or something, and Mikey's pretty young. I don't know, we'll just say he's 4 or something, And the other family members that the children are watch Mikey, and Mikey goes, oh, Mikey likes it, And so right away they go, oh, yeah, Mikey likes, must be good now, because what he didn't like, we didn't like, but he likes this here. So that gives us permission to get it because Mikey likes it, Anyway, that's kind of the way, it goes. Going sideways here, I was watching something on YouTube, and they were showing how much sugar's in ketchup. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, I went, wow, it's like the guy boiled, it's like a third of the bottle or something, maybe even 40%. And this is in like, I guess, other things, too, that you use in a squirt bottle. It's like a third to 40% of sugar. Like you could put that much in there and then put the tomato sauce on it. And I couldn't believe how much was in there. He just did it with getting the weight of it, But anyway, I thought, oh, geez, ketchup in a bottle, maybe it's like 3 teaspoons of sugar or something, Wouldn't it be that much? I never had any clue, but when he read the label and measured it out and it pours the sugar in and it's like a third of the bottle or more, oh, man. No? Oh, anyway,
wow.
But does your body like that, So that's why I get back to what does your body really need and what do you want versus what does your body need? That's the whole thing. So the mind of the body could help you with that. Anyway, back to you.
Absolutely. Well, I get it because as a food processor or, producer, sugar is addictive. So once you get somebody on it, they think, oh, this is really great. But yes, of course, if you can break that habit or if you can really ask your body what it wants, your body would be like, oh, no, it doesn't make me feel that good. So, okay. Somebody wrote in, they said, the light infusion healing chamber, that they have it online. It is one of the clearings that you can actually buy. And they say, when I have it around the clock, I do not seem to need to know the ETA of clearing energies. I believe they mean other clearings possibly that they have on.
Uh-huh.
They say my energy is feeding my body. Is this the same for you? I don't know if I've ever done that one. Do you run that one at all, Ron?
I don't myself run any of the clearings unless I really need something. Remember, I'm running the clearings continuously. People go on the website and do a clearing, so I'm already in the energy. But the only reason I would probably want to have one is if somehow maybe I got really contaminated or something. But typically, you know, the energy at some point will just leave me instantly. If it didn't, I wouldn't be talking to you today. Believe me. Y'all know out there, if you did a clearing or two and you felt so much more better, you know, and you go, wow, this really helped me out tremendously. I feel great now. Well, I'm taking that away from you, and it's going through my body. I would have, you know, that energy inside of me stored. If you had a really bad day, then I would be typically bummed out, or I couldn't get rid of it. So that's a, you know, anyway, so I get rid of this stuff. That's what happens. So I'm always involved with everything on the website, even though I may not use it myself.
Right. So it, like, has to run through your body.
Yep, it runs through there, and I have to get rid of it. So I am, in a sense, having that clearing done to me also to get rid of what I've taken on by helping somebody. So that's a good way of maybe stating that. So if you're a healer out there and you're doing that and you're taking on the energy, you're not getting it released. People who maybe gave you the your pedigree of whatever you have to put on your shingle outside your business about you do this type of healing or that type, and I tell you that it's not going to hurt you, believe me, it will. So just that you're not old enough yet to look at the ramifications of what harm has been done to you over the years. So it gets to be a little difficult to talk to people who do work, body work, massage work, or whatever to help other people, because they will take the energy on. So, you know, doing a space clearing could help you. Shrink wrapping could help you. If you don't have to touch the physical body of somebody, maybe interface your particular body movements of maybe working with muscles or something. You know, if you could do it with an instrument of some sort, rock, crystal, or a piece of metal or a piece of plastic or something, then that energy won't into your body. Well, anyway, that's sort of what you don't want to do. And it's hard to tell people that because there are people listening who are doing body work and they go, oh man, you know. But look at older people and see how many people are maybe in their, let's say, 50s and 60s doing body work. Are they still around, you know? People that taught you how to do it still around, or do they have aches and pains, or are they crippled or something? Oh, you need to take note of that. Anyway, one of those traps, and it's an easy trap to get into, and you think you're doing some really good stuff for people, and more than likely you are. But how do you get rid of all that? Anyway, back to you.
Yes, I have seen that. I have seen that with healers that are around 55, 60, and they all of a sudden, they're the nicest people in the world, Ron. They do great work, but all of a sudden they're like, I'm getting sick and I have no idea what it is, and I don't know how to fix it. And
yep.
And then who knows what happens.
If you had to remember that the energy that you're bringing into your body, one of those energies will eventually kill you. It all depends how strong that activation is of your DNA from the past and how many of your ancestors had that condition. Just making it very simply, like if you're an expert at working on people's shoulders for some reason, and that's your forte, then more than likely your genetics will have that in there that you have a bad shoulder, you know? You don't know that. And so maybe your ancestors, maybe you got 10 different groupings of people that had bad shoulders, so you decided to work on shoulders. And so you're doing that, and you're very, very good at it, and all of a sudden you start having a shoulder problem as you get older. That's because you have all the genetics in you of this problem, and like attracts like, and they activated it for you, all those people, and that's what happened. So, and it's kind of hard to talk about that because most people don't really want to hear that. So back to you.
Okay. All right. So somebody has a really good question. It says they have clearings that they want to get for the grandbaby, and they want to do the whole life for the grandbaby. And then they also want to get the seven generation for specific ones. But they're wondering how that would affect other people in the family who aren't doing clearing. Would it clear that?
Sometimes the energy, as it resonates back, once you clear it from yourself, it is possible that it could have some benefit. I'll just say 10-20% benefit of people around you, like in your siblings or your parents or grandparents. It could go backwards because since you got it fixed in you, you're resonating wellness, or the child is resonating wellness, and the parents have a dysfunction, and it could go back somewhat. It's not like doing the clearing for them, but it could help them a little bit. So, you know, but it's nice to do young children because it's, you know, just like, you know, when you're old, it's only like $5. And you can just do a lot of clearings, you know, to clean out that child, especially like birth trauma or something, you know. So you're getting rid of that stuff that they would normally be dealing with, just like yourself. You look at your life and you go, yeah, you know, I had stuff and I have stuff, you know. Well, if it would have been released when you were a child, you probably wouldn't have that stuff, and you'd feel wonderful. So, it's like our time is creeping by here, so we got the expo coming up, basically a little bit over a week away here, back in New York, New Yorker Hotel. And so we'll just do the mind to heart drop, and here we go. So you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, so here we go. So I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. And thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And naturally, thank you, everybody, for listening. Bye, everyone.